Decoupling complexity. A whole systems approach to crisis management and resilience. Could the cycle of crises we're experiencing, referred to as a polycrisis, be the result of an ever-expanding web of unforeseen challenges? Or is it perhaps our own doing? Have we crafted systems so fragile that they falter, failing to sustain us over time? Understanding systemic fragility. Crises often emerge from the ever-increasing, intricate web of interdependencies between system components, compounded by our drive to push these systems to their limits by relentlessly optimizing each element at the expense of the system's overall vitality. This not only exacerbates the fragility of these systems but also blinds us to the importance of holistic health and resilience. Whole system thinking and strategic decoupling. Addressing the root causes of systemic crises requires a transformative approach to understanding and managing complex systems. The solution lies in two fundamental strategies: whole system thinking and strategic decoupling. Firstly, whole system thinking demands that we shift our focus from optimizing isolated components to prioritizing the health and vitality of the entire system. This approach encourages us to see the system as a cohesive entity, recognizing that each part's well-being contributes to the system's overall strength and resilience. By adopting a holistic perspective, we can identify and reinforce the interconnections and dependencies that ensure the system's robustness against shocks and stresses. Secondly, strategic decoupling involves simplifying and restructuring the system to reduce the risk of cascading failures. By making dependencies and interactions within the system more resilient and less intertwined, we create buffers that prevent localized issues from escalating into system-wide crises. This does not mean eliminating complexity outright, but managing it so the system can absorb disturbances without collapsing. Strategic decoupling enables us to build adaptable and capable systems that withstand the unforeseen challenges of an increasingly complex world. Together, these solutions, whole system thinking and strategic decoupling, offer a blueprint for creating more sustainable, resilient systems. By reevaluating and restructuring our system design and management approach, we can mitigate the vulnerabilities that lead to crises and ensure our systems are prepared to face future uncertainties. Barcelona's drought dilemma. Applying the twofold solution of whole system thinking and strategic decoupling to address the current drought in Barcelona involves a comprehensive and resilient approach to water management. Here's how these strategies could be implemented. Whole system thinking. Integrated Water Resource Management, IWRM. Adopt an IWRM approach that considers all water sources, surface water, groundwater, rainwater, and reclaimed wastewater, as a single, interconnected system. This holistic view encourages the sustainable and equitable management of water resources, considering social, economic, and environmental needs. Ecosystem restoration. Enhance natural water retention by restoring ecosystems such as wetlands, forests, and rivers. These areas play a critical role in the water cycle, acting as natural sponges that absorb and release water, thus mitigating drought impacts. Urban planning. Implement green infrastructure in urban areas, such as green roofs, parks, and permeable surfaces, to increase rainwater infiltration and reduce runoff. This also involves planning cities in a way that respects natural water basins and corridors, enhancing the overall resilience of the urban water system. Strategic decoupling. Water use efficiency. Increase water use efficiency in agriculture, industry, and households to reduce dependency on limited water sources. This can be achieved through modern irrigation techniques, water-saving appliances, and promoting water reuse and recycling. Diversifying water sources. Decouple the city's water supply system from single, vulnerable sources by diversifying water sources. This could include desalination, rainwater harvesting, and the treatment and reuse of wastewater. By broadening the portfolio of water sources, Barcelona can reduce its vulnerability to drought. Modular infrastructure. Develop modular water supply and distribution systems that can be independently managed and are less susceptible to systemic failures. This approach allows for isolating and managing issues without affecting the entire system. By applying whole system thinking, Barcelona can ensure the sustainable management of its water resources, considering the needs of all stakeholders and the environment. On the other hand, Strategic decoupling reduces the system's vulnerability to drought by minimizing dependencies and making the water supply system more resilient to shocks. Together, these strategies can transform Barcelona's approach to water management, making it more capable of addressing the challenges posed by current and future droughts. Jakarta's exodus. The government of Indonesia's decision to relocate its capital from Jakarta, a city sinking below sea level, to a new site in East Kalimantan on the island of Borneo is a profound response to a complex crisis. This situation underscores the challenges of urban development in the face of environmental change and highlights the importance of innovative, forward-thinking strategies in crisis management and urban planning. The crisis of Jakarta. Jakarta, one of the world's most populous urban areas, faces unique challenges, including severe subsidence, which sees parts of the city sinking by as much as 10 inches, 25 centimeters, per year in some areas. This subsidence is exacerbated by the overextraction of groundwater, poor urban infrastructure, and inadequate spatial planning. The result is frequent flooding, environmental degradation, and the increasing impracticability of sustaining the city as Indonesia's administrative and economic center. Government's response and strategic shift. In addressing these challenges, the Indonesian government's strategy involves several vital components reflective of whole system thinking and strategic decoupling. Relocation as strategic decoupling. The move to build a new capital is a form of strategic decoupling, aiming to redistribute the economic, political, and demographic pressures away from Jakarta. This decision also seeks to mitigate the disaster risk by moving the administrative center to a location less prone to natural disasters such as floods and earthquakes. Sustainable urban planning. The development of the new capital is envisioned to follow principles of green and sustainable urban design. This includes the use of renewable energy sources, the preservation of natural landscapes, and the creation of a city that is pedestrian-friendly. Investment in infrastructure. To support this transition, significant investment is planned in infrastructure that supports the new capital and improves resilience and sustainability. This includes transportation networks that reduce dependency on private vehicles, water management systems that address the challenges of the past, and digital infrastructure that facilitates efficient government operations. Whole system thinking in Jakarta's rehabilitation. The government is also focusing on Jakarta's rehabilitation, applying whole system thinking to address its environmental challenges. Efforts include tightening regulations on groundwater extraction, improving flood defenses and water management, and revitalizing urban spaces to make the city more livable and less prone to subsidence. Looking forward, this strategic shift presents an opportunity to reimagine urban development in the face of climate change and environmental degradation. By integrating whole system thinking and strategic decoupling into the planning and execution of the new capital, Indonesia sets a precedent for proactively and sustainably addressing urban crises. The Jakarta case is a vivid example of how deeply intertwined systemic issues require bold, innovative solutions beyond traditional urban planning and crisis management approaches. It highlights the need for a holistic view considering environmental sustainability, social equity, and economic viability in creating resilient urban futures. Practical steps to assess system fragility and apply a twofold approach for enhanced resilience. In navigating the complexities of systemic fragility, organizations, governments, and communities must adopt strategic measures that identify vulnerabilities and fortify systems against potential crises. Here are actionable steps to assess system fragility and implement the dual strategy of whole system thinking and strategic decoupling aimed at building more resilient and sustainable systems. Assessing system fragility. Conduct a comprehensive system audit. Evaluate the entire system to identify critical dependencies, interactions, and potential vulnerabilities. This audit should encompass both internal components and external factors that influence the system. Analyze risk and resilience factors. Pinpoint areas where the system is most susceptible to failure or disruption. Consider the likelihood of various risks and their potential impact, focusing on those areas with high both. Map interdependencies. Understand how different parts of the system are connected. Recognizing these interdependencies is crucial in identifying where a failure could trigger cascading effects. Applying whole system thinking. Adopt a holistic perspective. Shift from focusing on individual components to considering the health and vitality of the entire system. This involves recognizing that the well-being of each part is integral to the system's overall function. Foster cross-sector collaboration. Encourage collaboration across different sectors or departments to ensure a more integrated approach to system health. This can lead to innovative solutions that address systemic vulnerabilities. Implement sustainable practices. Integrate sustainability into the core strategy of the system. This includes adopting environmentally friendly practices, ensuring social equity, and promoting economic viability. Strategic decoupling. Simplify and strengthen connections. Where possible, reduce overly complex interactions that make the system vulnerable. Strengthen essential connections to ensure they can withstand shocks. Diversify and redistribute functions. Avoid over-reliance on single components or processes by diversifying functions and spreading them across different parts of the system. This reduces the risk of total system failure if one part is compromised. Build redundancy and flexibility. Incorporate redundancy to provide backup options in case of failure and design systems to be flexible and adaptable to change. This enables the system to respond dynamically to unforeseen challenges. Systems can become more resilient by systematically assessing fragility and applying these steps toward whole system thinking and strategic decoupling. This proactive approach allows for anticipating crises and developing robust strategies to navigate and mitigate potential disruptions, leading to a more sustainable future. Redefining priorities, from maximizing output to enhancing sustainability and resilience. For decades, the prevailing approach to managing systems, whether in business, infrastructure, or environmental contexts, has been optimizing individual components to maximize output and profit. This relentless focus on optimization often comes at the expense of the system's overall health, making it more fragile and prone to failure. A significant shift in priorities is necessary to ensure our system's longevity and sustainability. Shifting focus from optimization to sustainability and resilience. Prioritize long-term health over short-term gains. The first step is to recalibrate our goals, placing greater value on the long-term health and sustainability of the system rather than immediate outputs and profits. This means considering decisions' environmental, social, and economic impacts and recognizing that true success is measured over decades, not quarterly earnings. Embrace systems thinking. Adopting a systems thinking approach encourages us to see the system as a whole, understand its interconnections, and recognize how optimizing one part can adversely affect others. This holistic perspective helps identify sustainable practices that enhance the system's resilience. Invest in resilience. Building resilience into systems involves creating capacities to absorb shocks, recover from setbacks, and adapt to new conditions. This requires investment in redundancy, flexibility, and adaptability, ensuring that the system can withstand and evolve in response to unforeseen challenges. This comes at a cost we must be willing to embrace. Encourage innovation for sustainability. Innovation should be directed towards sustainability goals, such as reducing waste, lowering carbon footprints, and enhancing energy efficiency. This shift in focus can drive the development of new technologies, practices, and business models that contribute to a more sustainable future. Foster collaborative networks. No system exists in isolation. Collaborating across industries, sectors, and borders can spread best practices, share risks, and distribute resources more evenly, contributing to a more resilient global system. Redefine success metrics. Finally, redefining what success looks like is crucial. Beyond financial metrics, success should include measures of environmental stewardship, social well-being, and the capacity for long-term adaptation and growth. By changing our priorities from merely optimizing parts for maximum output and profit to fostering sustainability and resilience, we can create systems that are more robust, adaptable, and aligned with the needs of the planet and future generations. This transition is essential for navigating the complexities of the 21st century and ensuring that our systems can thrive in the face of ongoing and future challenges. Author: Edwin Corver. View all posts.